Donegal Division 1 ladies football has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. Do you know what? It's nice to get back up into Division 1. I think the last couple of years has been tough on us trying to, I suppose, build on what we've been building over the last couple of years. So it's nice to, you know, get the promotion and then maybe hopefully get a cup at the end of it. So it'll be nice.
Yeah, is it? It's an unusual one in the league finals in that you know you already have that promotion. So there's not as much pressure going into a final as with other finals, is there? You can kind of just let the shackles off and play.
Yeah, I think it's a bit different. I think, you know, we played Wexford and we knew we had to get that win to get the promotion, so we were delighted that we got the promotion as well. And I suppose, like you said, it's, you know, you're going up as well. I think it would just be extra nice to get a you know, a trophy at the end of it, like. So, and sure, we played Cavan as well in the league and it was a tough enough contest, like. So I think it'll, you know, lead into a challenging enough final, so looking forward to it.
Chat to me a bit about that Wexford game. I know it was not ideal conditions for football.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. It was the wind was, it was like a gale force wind. I think we were kind of deciding then, like, do we want to go against it in the first half or, like, you know, we'll go with it. But I think we just decided in the first half to just go against it and try and battle it out and get it done and then kind of take it in the second half. But, like, even when you had the wind, I think it was nearly, it was a detriment as well. Like, you couldn't really kick it because it was flying like 20 meters and you were only tapping it. So I think a lot of the ball had to be played through the hands, and we were delighted to get over the line then with it. But it was definitely a battle to have, I'd say.
That's an unusual one as well. Would you always go against the wind? Do you think it's a, is it a mindset thing?
Do you know what? I don't even know. I think it depends. It just depends on the day too. I think, you know, like, I think there's sometimes like days like that you're like, you know what, let's just do it now and get it done with, kind of thing. And then I think there's other times where it's like, geez, is the wind going to die down or anything like that. But I suppose at the end of the day, I don't really make the final decision. It depends on what way anyone else wants to do it, and I just kind of get told how to do it. But, like, again, I think that day I was kind of more happy to play against the wind just to have it done and not have to worry about it going into the second half then. But no, I was chuffed that we went against it in the first half, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I mean, it paid off. You held them to one point when they had the wind.
Yeah,
so it puts the pressure on them then, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think, like, as well, you're kind of conscious as well. Well, from a defender's point of view, it's like when they have that wind, like, you kind of have to push out a little bit more in case, because the two pointers with the rules too. So I was really conscious. I was like, God, they're gonna had a lot of two pointers here, and I think we were just trying to really, you know, push out and try and get them. So it was good, like, we enjoyed it. But, you know, getting the win at the end of it really helped.
Yeah. And facing Cavan now, as you said, you've already faced him this year. I mean, Ulster rivalry doesn't really get any better than that for a final, sure, doesn't?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I think we were actually just talking there, like, it's so nice to have kind of like two Ulster teams in it as well, and then for it to be played in Clonus too. It's like, it's where a lot of Ulster final games would be held, and it's got nearly a bit of familiarity about it. So it's nice to kind of have the cups coming home to one Ulster team anyway, at least. So it'd be great. And we played them in the league as well, and I think they got that early goal at the start of it, you know, and I suppose we were kind of, you know, chasing our tails a little bit because of that too then. And I suppose at the end of it, there was a kick of the ball. It so Cavan's undefeated for a reason in the league, so it's been great. I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be a big challenge for us, and, you know, hopefully be able to get the cup at the end of it then.
And we've spoken a lot so far this year about the new rules, you know, trial period at the end of the league. As a defender, and, you know, like, as a captain of a senior team, how do you think it went? What changes kind of would you make? Or
I think it's been, like, it's really added to the game. I think you can definitely see from, like, the men's game last year, they had it in last year, and it added such a freshness to it nearly. Everything was, you know, faster, and that those kind of middle eight players, they really had to build up in their physicality and their athleticism nearly, because they're flying up and down the field. And same kind of happened with us too. Like, every team had to nearly adapt to it, and it wasn't just a case of putting, you know, 15 people behind the ball and, like, building this big, you know, low block and, you know, trying to transition up with those 15 people then. Like, it was, it's a big case of, like, it's a running game, you know, like, you're going up, you're transitioning, you're coming back, you're trying to, you know, set up or play your one-to-ones and things like that. So I think it really has added to it, and I think everybody was craving nearly that little bit more physicality, and it's not giving away as many frees, and if the frees are going, it's the solo and goals being added in, so it still adds a good flow to the game. And obviously, if, like, say there's times where you get a free and you might want not solo and go, you can take your free then if you want to. So I think it's given you a lot of freedom in how you want to run the game, so it's been great. Like, I've really enjoyed it anyway so far.
It suits you as well, the day job, personal trainer, and, yeah, you're studying as well in that area.
Yeah,
you're crying out for that kind of physicality, are you?
Yeah. It's great, like, you know, like, it's handy as well, like, and the gym work this year has been so, so important for, I think, everybody, you know, like, because there is that physicality side of it where you have to, you know, push in and you know, be able to take hits and I suppose be able to give them back as well at the same time. And we were saying as well with, like, the forward side of it too, like, it's great for them where they don't have to, you know, they're not going into things and getting a free when you're straight through on goal, say, or something like that. It's good for the defenders too, where you are able to kind of put that wee bit of heat on them, and, like, they're not going to, you know, take the free and take a handy free too. They're kind of wanting to push on to and get something out of it. So it's great to be able to have that, you know, physical side of it. And yeah, the gym works really important as well, yeah, too. Yeah.
Have your services been called in a lot now?
Training. Yeah, getting in there, getting done as well. So it's great. Like, here, I enjoy it. It's a bit of crack too, so it's fun.
And just to touch on last year, you saved your senior status. You lost the you won the relegation final. Yep. How important was it from a pride point of view for Donegal to stay senior football?
It was massive. Like, the last couple of years, we've lost a lot of players, and you know, that's not new news to everybody. Everybody knows that we've lost so many different players, and we were definitely in this transition period of trying to build and new players coming in and trying to develop them as well as ourselves and trying to progress through that. And I think last year when we were in that relegation, we played Armagh in the first relegation round, we had lost to them, and I think that really hit us really hard, and we were really upset about it because we didn't want to get relegated down. And we had one more chance to do that when we were playing Leitrim then in the last round of the relegation, and to come out of that and be able to stay in senior. I think a lot of people were kind of wanting us to maybe say to us, oh, would you not be better going down maybe, and, like, you know, developing them in an intermediate. But I think for our point of view, we really wanted to stay in senior and keep progressing and keep playing the best football that we can play. And, you know, we did that then, and it really meant a lot to us to be able to stay up in senior. So a big push now and keep developing what we can in the senior championship this year.
Yeah, speaking to Emma Cleary from Cork earlier, Cork and Galway, obviously, they were in your positions last year, Division 2 finalists. Now they're in the Division 1 final, and they were even saying that, like, their preparation now for the championship, before championship season begun, they feel better prepared because they've been playing Division 1. Is that something you're already looking forward to, maybe next year, having that under your belt?
Yeah, like, going into Division 1, it's a big, big challenge. And I think that's with anything. If you're in senior, if you're going from intermediate to senior, Division 2 to Division 1 or 3 to 2, it's always going to be a step up in the physicality and in the skill level and what you have to do and progress it. So I'm looking forward to, you know, having those challenges ahead. Like, it's only going to make us better, and we're only going to take learnings from it, and that's really important from our point of view. When we started this season, it was a lot of wanting to just keep progressing and keep building on what we have been doing over the last couple of years. And if that looks like, you know, winning games or taking losses and learning from those losses, then that's what we have to do to keep building it. It's not going to happen overnight, you know, as much as everybody would wish it did. It was just like, right, we're back on it again, but unfortunately those things don't happen. It takes time and it takes patience, and I think that's what we've been doing and developing that throughout this campaign. I think if you said to us back in December that we would be in Division 1 next year and we'd be in a, you know, Division 2 final, you know, we would 100% take it. So we're happy to be where we're at the minute.
And you mentioned Clonus for the game, obviously, you know, synonymous with Ulster Championship. There's probably a bit of a revenge game due up this year, is there, after that result to Armagh last year in the Ulster Championship?
Yeah, you know, Ulster is definitely, it's different this year because Tyrone's up as well. Like, so it's actually really nice having the three games rather than, or three different teams, sorry, in it, and it, rather than just being a straight final. Yeah. I think the last couple of years it was just like a straight final, and it's been hard when, you know, it's a straight final. It's like, this is it. It's kind of like be all and end all. There's no margin for error kind of thing. And last year, you know, Armagh are a quality side, and they've really been building a lot the last couple of years as well. Like, and you know, we had kind of came into the game and we were a really young side with not a lot of experience in that side of it. Whereas Armagh had so much experience and they were able to do so much with it. And I suppose playing back in Clonus then, like, you associate Clonus with, like, you know, Ulster finals and coming home with cups, or, you know, leaving cups behind you. So it'll be nice to go into it and hopefully maybe come home this time with a cup and not without one this time.